This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And Joe, when I tell you that the money is dece, you know that is for, like,
that's short for decent.
I'll
right?
joke all day long.
No, that's a big part of the show, I think. Or it was when we started, was like really joking around a lot. But, it, you know.
I don't always, but I am happy to.
There's like, something.
If it comes up, I will.
There are subjects that are verboten to joke around about, and the money is one of them.
Okay.
We do not fuck around with the bullshit when it comes to cash.
I don't play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play.
You don't play around.
Mm-mm. I'm too old for games.
That's good. I mean, for me with money is I need to just like have my money straight. I need to have that. My money's
got
situated.
I've got
neat.
To get it straight.
I'll take it neat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
No ice, no straw.
But with a couple rocks.
Just a couple
I mean?
Money. Oh, yeah, the rocks. Yeah, the rocks in this case are actually autographed photos of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talk about money.
Yeah.
The man's body is pristine.
A body built by God, yeah.
He fucking works and works. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A lot of cod have to die for that body, and I have no problem with it. I have no problem with just full cod.
Let me tell you what I wasn't doing before the rock.
Destruction.
Worrying about cod. Hanging out with cod a lot. Looking at cod.
That's right.
I wish I could say the same was true for me, but I actually...
Okay, well, all right.
And it's something that when I first heard about this, it made me sort of reevaluate. I know I like his performances, and I know I like this guy, but do I like him this much that I'm willing to let go of probably one of my top three favorite animals?
Which is the cod. Yeah,
cod. And what was this thing? When you say you first heard about this, what was the thing that you heard about?
I heard that he eats a lot of cod.
Eats a lot of cod.
Mm-hmm.
He eats a lot of cod as a part of his sort of protein intake.
I said that already. I mean, he got fucking talked over.
You say so many things.
That's true.
You say so many. I mean,
God damn it, Hayes, I already said that.
And so...
I joke around about that. Yeah.
The money being dece is not why we have you here today. You're already booked, right? We'd already booked you.
No, it's convenient in a way because you are the right guy for this type of task, right? And so things just kind of work out for us sometimes this way. You know, we fly by the seat of our pants and damn if they don't stay up. Mm-hmm. it's just lucky, and we're sort of both blessed, and having you here today is another blessing because... We do need assistance.
Sometimes Jesus is a belt.
I
agree
with
that. I was a little
bit
behind on that, but I'm trying to make sure I say things
Kevin
in the episode.
No, we talked a little bit before we started about whether you were going to talk.
And so some of them are going to be late, but I just am not going to let a whole one go by where, whoops, I didn't say nothing. So when you said you're flying by the seat of your pants, but sometimes they still stay up.
I didn't know what I meant.
Jesus is the belt.
So here I am looking at you like what you said didn't make sense. I didn't know what I meant.
It didn't make sense.
No.
And no, I know.
But
the money is
the issue at hand, is that the money's decent. We'd like to lock it in. So we have been presented with a pretty incredible opportunity to forward the innovations being made in the computer field while simultaneously enriching ourselves with financial money. And the two things which have always been goals of the show, lining our pockets as well as forwarding the technology of computer life here on this planet.
The computer's pockets as well.
Is those
so you guys always from the beginning, one of your goals
the rip
was to try and advance computer technology.
Even pre-pod, it was something that Hayes and I would often chop it up about. You know, and I remember being into the wee hours, just imagining how we could help
the hackathons. Computer. Sean and I would do hackathons.
LAN parties.
LAN party?
LAN party.
Like landline?
What if I land?
Yeah.
Land's two if I see.
Land's End.
C++. That's coding, Jack. We code in this piece.
Yeah, you guys love to code. Okay.
Favorite code language. Go.
Robot. Is that one?
Robot.
Robot. R-O-B-U-T. Yeah.
Robot. Can't say it's my favorite.
I also like Ruby on Rails, and I know about that outside of knowing Will Hines and could talk about it at length, I think.
That's right, yeah. I'm a Python man, but it's not really my place to explain what that would mean.
From seeing them on like on PBS or because you could rent their movies at the library.
And the movies have fucking crazy, like you can see some stuff
sometimes.
And Sean's packing a couple of them as well.
Couple pythons.
You're backing them? What do you mean by
that? Packing them.
I'm packing pythons.
it's a packathon over there, right, lefty and righty.
Fine, I'll take my jacket off.
Show him a little bit.
It's okay, Joe. Don't be scared.
They're defanged. Wow.
So there's some pythons over here.
Sure.
So that's something that I use when I'm coding. Because people don't realize that if you don't hit the keys hard enough, the computer doesn't think of you as the boss.
Yeah, you get one stroke wrong.
And as we go into this world of artificial intelligence, yes, it is a dirty word, you know, with the strikes and everything, people are saying this is bad. It's actually a tool, though, that we can use in all fields. And it needs training. And part of that training is punching the key so hard, right? That it's like, I guess I don't want to cut out a line with this gentleman coder because he's going to be able to physically restrain me, the artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
It's on the table for us to contribute our voices across
our entire library.
A decade of work to somebody who is building an AI.
In order to train the AI, what would basically be the food that we feed it?
Yes.
Would be our podcast.
Episodes and of Hollywood
Handbook. In exchange for D's money.
Yeah. And when I tell you the money's D's.
Please believe. So,
and so the offer's on the table.
That's
much
out
like
there.
Sean's freaking clodhoppers over there.
Sorry, I put my shoes up. I just I gotta stretch out when I'm in here.
Yeah,
I can't be all, you know, like all buckled up, like just like all.
Teeny, this is your space, but it's not
like
mine.
To make
so
it
that's
feel
why
that way.
I'm trying to make myself very small.
I'll put my feet on the ground.
There's too much of haze. Couch here, if anything, for me.
I can never, the cord is never where I want it to be. So we have this issue that they've agreed to Dees money to have us train it, but
the computer doesn't want to eat the podcast.
Well, it's making the computer have a personality that they were not intending to gear it towards. Basically, the shorthand that they've said is that the computer has become a woke sex addict.
Okay.
Which I don't know. We just make the show. You know, we were never thinking in any way about like what it would become if it became like a technological brain of its own.
So the computer took in all the information from all the episodes of the show and deconstructed it and put it back together.
Yes, and it became an incredibly woke, like destructively woke sex addict of some kind. And so it's, according to this programmer, it's like very aggressively policing everyone's language.
Right.
While simultaneously
just trying to
referring to itself as a pussyholic, things like this, that like where you go, well, the, you know, these are disconnected, right? The behavior of being so concerned and you know, always kind of scrambling for the moral high ground,
right?
And then really kind of like devaluing what we both have talked about a lot, you know, romance, love making, right? You know, the passion that is shared when you really commit to another person.
Yeah, monogamy and just making a deep connection. And and I always want to mate for life. And
Yes.
That's a big thing
and,
for me.
And no, this is not coming from...
Talk about.
Like, neither of us is this, right? It's something about the combination
no
of
way,
it.
But
neither
something...
of us individually is like a sex addict. Like, I can stop whenever I want. Sean can also stop whenever I want.
Yeah.
Right.
I can stop. Any when if second Hayes says the word, I'm hanging it up. When he tells me.
Okay.
If I'm addicted to anything, it's free speech.
Yes.
Obsessed with free speech.
Free speech.
Loathe wokeness.
Are you? Yeah.
And so, but it's something about the,
in its current form, we should say.
Oh yeah, sure.
It was
I liked it.
It used to be very good.
It used to be cool.
It used to be excellent.
Yeah.
But like all things, you know, becomes perverted, becomes used for nefarious means, right? Weaponized by bad actors. Which is also could describe some of the guests we've had on our show. And I do blame them.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Is the computer only taking in your guys' essence? Or
no. And this is the problem.
That's what I suspect.
This is the problem.
Issue.
The guests are being an influence too. It can't separate. Just give me Sean and Hayes. They're like the fly. The guests are all the fly in the pod.
And I think there might have been one extreme outlier. We're not sure exactly who it may have been, but someone who was addicted to woke sex and has dragged the formula in
they wrecked the curve. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. But we can't find it.
No, we haven't been able to dig it out.
I've been pounding away at the keys trying to find it in the code.
Oh my gosh.
It's moving too fast. It's moving too fast.
It's a ghost in the machine, and you guys are bonking into walls and stuff, and then the ghost is...
It's a mummy. It's a mummy. It's a mummy, but yes.
It's the Minotaur's labyrinth in there, you know? And the riddle is, what guest could it be? So, your duty here is twofold.
Okay.
Detect the guest.
Okay.
The wicked guest.
All right.
And... provide us with content, right? Some of your signature humor that can train the machine to be not so woke, right? Because you're all for, you know, clowning around and people's feathers get ruffled.
Should be able to say whatever I want to say the time.
Yes.
Just like with that whole Jesus belt thing, like I just should be able to say it, even if it's not good.
There's certainly people in
and
the
you should
country
be allowed
be
to say it
to hear that
whenever you want. You should be allowed to say it whatever timing you want.
No. Should be as late as you want to say it and as many times. So I think that is like very fair. So we need to provide that and then we'll hopefully course correct. But your duty is twofold because we do also need to somehow sniff out and hunt
assassinate the Minotaur.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that guest. Mm-hmm. And I am...
Maybe think of guests that we could accuse of this.
Cool. Okay. Other people.
Yeah.
Like, let's put it this way. Like, Zach from Auntie Donna, I don't think it's necessarily him, but that's an example of a guest that we could accuse of this. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Come get me. Like, I'm long.
He's all the way in Australia.
Take him so long to get over here. It's like it follows. Oh, yeah. I'm just like,
By the time he arrives, I got an alert set up.
Yes.
The second he gets on a plane, the airline calls me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go, well, it's happening. I go, okay. I've only got a day and a half, right? To fucking get my affairs in order.
Yes.
And then offer myself to him.
Plenty of time for that.
Jeremy from Jeremy and Rajat. Like, it's not him, don't think. But perfect.
Well,
example.
I saw him
like
last 15. Night. He is here. He's here.
Okay.
No,
okay.
He's, yeah, he's a little
great.
Kid.
Even better. He's 15 years old.
What show does he write for?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm. Does he ever get scared?
Does he get scared? Yes, absolutely. He's a little boy.
But those guys I would be comfortable accusing of basically anything.
All
what
day
the
long.
Fuck are they gonna
All
do?
Day long.
Yeah. So it's like people that are safe to kind of pin it on, but I wouldn't mind finding who it actually is.
Like,
Claudio Doherty.
Yeah. Sona.
Sona is a very, very likely suspect. That's
solid
top of my suspect list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could just
But here I am saying all the names. Joe, why don't you say something?
But you could also, like, what we need you to be feeding the computer stories, like things from your life. People like you, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. People want to spend
time with
you. People
just like you.
Right.
It's not, no one thinks of you as being too woke, and they certainly feel like you have a healthy relationship with
people are not liking this computer's personality, even apart from the
making
woke
time,
sex
you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the things I'm, I just got to be myself.
Be yourself. It's
and
natural
two,
as hell.
The two things
yes,
that I
brother.
Am is I got no filter. I
yes.
say just, I am completely out of pocket with the wild shit that I say
You say
at
what
times.
People are actually thinking,
mm-hmm.
right?
But then also, I'm very chaste.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah. No, we gotta, you know, we don't want to work blue here.
No.
Yeah.
I believe you gotta lock it down
mm-hmm.
and keep it in your pants.
Yeah, it's just like two things.
Have a healthy
to
amount.
Help the computer.
Healthy, normal amount of sex and not be
yes.
addicted to it.
Yes.
And you're a storyteller, you know, that's your brand is you're a storytelling comedian. And so mm-hmm. like it's a good, that's the kind of nutritious meal the computer likes.
Everyone's you know, just, come on the show and tried to just like zing in with like a little funny comment. And what
yes.
we need is a 10 to 12 minute story.
Yes.
peppered with light jokes.
Yeah.
Like,
the little
that would be
funny
ideal.
Comments are the it's like feeding the computer unpopped popcorn kernels.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nutritional equivalent. That,
yeah.
Well, it's all candy.
Break its teeth.
It's all candy. There's no nutrition. You know,
yes.
it's empty calories. But we want to give this thing, I mean, you know, with Thanksgiving around the corner, let's give it
yes.
a big feast.
Big mm-hmm. popcorn stew. Yes.
Oh, so still popcorn.
Oh, it's
but
pop,
just more
popcorn,
of a hard.
Though. Oh,
it's
all
pop,
popcorn,
a hardier.
But it's feast
it's
mode.
It's on the string, yeah.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. It's a little turkey seasoning on
one
top.
One of those little Christmas strings. You just get the popcorn and you just can suck all the popcorn off the string
this is
like
exactly,
that. Is this good?
This is exactly what
this
the
is
computer
what they want.
Needs.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not, just so to get it out of the way, I'm not going into the computer.
Oh, God.
Like just
are you
my,
not
just,
willing to?
Just these ideas and thoughts are going in, but I don't have to put on a special suit.
Are you asking or you're saying that you will not do that?
Well, yeah,
when
that's
you
what
know
I'm
what?
Trying
no,
to figure out.
When you guys were talking at the beginning, I thought maybe I was going to have to get Tron'd into the computer or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I
okay,
just
circling
then I had,
back, are you asking whether or not
you
will do that? Or are you declaring
are
you, that that's
are
not something that you
are you drawing
will
a
do?
Boundary with us?
I just was getting... just distracted of how tight is the thing going to be or should I have to
how tight is the suit is you could Trump see everything.
Suit. Yeah. Because I got the opposite of the, every I got a couple nook of worms. And cranny. I got two old sickly worms that even if you went to the bait shop, you'd go, do you have something else? I'm paying you real money for this. Give me a nice hearty
I want
worm.
A healthy fish. I don't want the fish to be yeah, sick.
Even the fish is going to pinch their nose.
I'm trying to catch cod for the rock here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, I am. On the and we're doing a cod cast. Is that something from earlier? Mm-hmm. From the thing that when you guys were putting cod in for other words? On the cod
yeah,
cast.
But it was always cod when we were doing it.
Uh-huh, but okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll get back to it.
We try to have it all be plays on the
in
same
cod
word.
We trust.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it. Uh-huh. I like it. It's been long enough for me. You started it, right? Built body built by cod.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey man, you started it.
Okay. So I'm not gonna have to put a special suit on. I just gotta be me. Just tell a nice...
I know you got a Thanksgiving story. What's the most classic, epic Thanksgiving?
Okay. What's the craziest, most fucked up Thanksgiving? No sex, please. that you've ever been involved with.
Okay.
And
well,
ideally a team.
You got a little bit of an unusual family too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Thanksgiving's a time for family. What were you doing ideally a what?
A teen Thanksgiving. Doesn't have to be, but that's something we're missing is like...
Teenage stuff.
Teen content, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my wife and I were trying to have a thanks and just like a nice normal Thanksgiving.
Been there.
Trying and failing.
Yes, it's always
freak
the goal.
Thanksgiving.
Let me have just a normal Thanksgiving. yes.
And I
that way got I'll go late too. That was a normal Thanksgiving, said no one ever. It's so hard to do. Talk about your wife.
The computer is like really loving this. The computer's like,
oh, the computer's starting to get like feedback really hard.
Hayes is with it. That's why he's not here. Hayes had to go to the computer and kind of see what was. You
and
know,
its
how
ear,
it would react.
Its ear is like kind of shaking a little bit. Like it really, it's like, it's very curious about what this thing's, what's going to go down at Thanksgiving.
The computer's ear is shaking.
Computer's ear is shaking around, which means it's really liking, you know, what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
He has to track it in real time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's my job to sort of get the bird ready.
No.
And
turkey bird for everybody.
Yeah. Well, oh, when turkey I say bird, I'm talking about turkey.
We
bird.
Have a lot of other different listeners.
And just to do like a little small little funny thing in the middle of this story.
Yeah.
Does anybody even
this is the
like
middle?
Turkey? Does anybody, we go, because how many times are you ever in July and it's time for dinner and you're sitting down for dinner and you go, you know what I'm going to have tonight? Turkey.
Oh, it's so good. That's why we eat it all year round.
Yeah, we
right?
only seem to have it the one time
computer's
in the
not
year.
Get, oh,
get it. Yo,
no.
Joe, go, okay, right. go after the fuckers who call stuffing dressing.
Okay. and let me say.
Get those fuckers.
If you're stuffing, if you're trying to not have the turkey bits in there.
Take your time.
I don't actually know how you make stuffing.
No.
You got to have it. You got to put the stuffing in the bird. Don't give me none of this stuffing in a separate pot mess. That's, I don't like that.
Some people call it dressing.
Some people call it dressing too, which I think it's the first time I'm hearing about it. Not a fan.
Oh,
when
come
I hear,
on, man.
When
what
I hear that, when I hear
Caesar?
That, I'm undressing. Say that.
When I hear that, I'm undressing for my wife only.
Okay, good. It did not like the stuff about not liking turkey other parts of the year. It's its tooth fell out.
Well, I guess turkey sandwiches
doing
and stuff.
That.
Like, yeah, I guess people do eat turkey all the time. Like,
but not a big roast turkey.
No, I know, but it is. You know, they do roast that turkey.
That's not what
like,
you
that's
said.
That's how you
though.
Get the That's how you get it for the sandwiches. So I guess it is really popular food.
But it
stuffing,
did like the
stuffing.
It did like
I think
the stuffing
is actually
area.
Less common. Like. I right. don't really see that other times of year. So that's maybe a better target.
Okay. Cranberry
and
sauce.
And people calling it dressing I thought was really good.
Well, cranberry sauce I have all the time. I have cranberry sauce every morning. So that doesn't
just
the premise
the sauce alone. What, and what kind of vessel do you have? Like,
Well, it's can shaped, so usually it slides right from the can right into my thermos. And it's kind of like a boba tea sort of thing for me, which is good.
God, I'd love to hear that sound.
It makes sort of like a slump.
It stays can temperature.
Yeah, slump plop, right?
All day long in the thermos.
Yeah, I mean, I have a pretty shallow thermos, so it doesn't have that far of a distance to drop. So it's more of just a slump.
Slump. Oh, okay. So it doesn't really plop when it hits it?
It's not plopping that much, no.
Okay.
And it's kind of shallow, metal, so a little bit
metal
peeking out.
Inside, or what's the...
Yeah, metal thermos.
Okay.
Big sort of plastic straw.
Okay, wow. Any design on the outside of the thermos?
Skulls.
Okay. Hey.
Okay. So people think it's poison, they don't eat all your cranberries.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Otherwise, yeah, you'd have
to
share. That's
the idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, that story, you know, we had some positives and negatives.
Did it happen? I'm not sure that the story
The middle part was me sort of taking a break and saying, is turkey even that good? And then,
right.
But then, because you were trying to have a normal Thanksgiving, you were in charge of the bird. You wanted to know if people thought turkey was good.
Uh-huh.
Verdict's kind of in on that. Yes, people like it.
I pulled her out and basted it. And I was kind of skipping past this because it was like, yeah, okay, every half an hour I'm going to baste it a little bit more. And then I pulled it out and I put the thermometer in. It was good. I took it out, carved the turkey, and we ate the turkey and everybody was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
And all you wanted was a normal Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
you just get exactly what you want.
Okay. The computer was medically dead for a second.
We're not going to get this Deese money if we make the computer medically dead.
It really didn't like the end of that. So, like,
mm-hmm.
the basting, it perked up on the basting a little bit, but then it seemed like you wanted to skip over that.
So it was into the basting?
Yeah, that was the, but not, I wouldn't say into
I worry
it,
about
but
for
it was
the
better
wrong
than
reasons,
the rest
though.
Of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It felt a little.
That was a little too
little
sexual.
Gratuitous. Yeah.
Just he kept saying, "I take it out, I paste it, I pull it
every
out
half
there.
Hour." It's like, what else do you do every half hour?
I could think of something else I'd do every single half hour.
Oh yeah,
all leading up to Thanksgiving.
Whoops. No, well, sure, you got the whole day off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
So it wasn't a super successful story, but I still think you're the right man for the job. Have you thought of any names of people to accuse?
Have you ever had my dad on the show?
Okay. Kevin, you do the booking. Have we had Joe Wengert's dad?
What's his name?
Ed Wengert?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other people I know.
Edward Wengert?
Yeah, that's right.
That's his name.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like something that Batman should be like putting the clues together of what the name actually means.
Yeah.
Feels like it means something, but it's not quite that
acronym.
Edward Wengert.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say my mom. Because if you hadn't that's also you haven't had her on the show, right?
Joan Wengert?
I doubt it.
Joan, you think my mom's name is Joan Wengert, and then they named me Joe Wengert?
Yes.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we need another story. I mean, the computer's like gasping. It's gasping for it.
Mm-hmm. Computer's starting to get really upset. So
it needs a story. It can be in the holiday area.
Well, Thanksgiving was kind of a bust, no offense, but we just had Halloween and Christmas is around the corner. So take your pick. You have a funny Halloween or Christmas story, something nice, something for the computer to enjoy.
Okay. Well, you know, for Halloween, I was a jellyfish this year.
Oh, no.
Is this the right area?
I don't know how the computer's feeling about it, but are you serious?
So far, it's neutral.
My daughter wanted to be a mermaid, and so she wanted me to be a jellyfish. Okay. And she wanted our dog to be a crab.
She's the boss, huh?
Well,
she's bossing you around.
Well, it's Halloween is sort of for kids, and so she had an idea. And
yeah,
so,
yeah. How did the computer feel about Halloween? Saying Halloween's for kids.
It's okay at that. It's doing an image search for Joe's daughter, I don't know. Like,
good luck.
Yeah. Oh, you're one of the you put like an emoji over your kid's face on Instagram.
I put
Instagram?
A type of okay. piece of. I want to post a picture of my daughter so bad, but I'm.
You
got to
put something up.
I'm not putting her face up. I'm putting a piece of fruit there instead.
Big old hunk of fruit.
And I had an issue for a while where I. Could not. I learned how to do the fruit on the picture on the phone, but I had a hard time figuring that out, and I didn't want to ask anybody because I felt embarrassed. So I went.
Well, and you got to show them the picture to even have them help you,
and then they see it, and so it's the same thing. It's on just a micro level of what I'd be doing on the internet.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to a store. They sell a little lampshade you put on your kid's head for in real life for the picture.
Okay, so then you take as many pictures as you want.
It just always seems like that they're sort of behind a lamp. Yeah.
Kid bumping into stuff.
Oh, well, it makes it seem like she's like a
party animal
hound.
Like, it makes it seem like she is
absolute rageaholic.
Uh-huh. She's partying as hard as Garfield did when he was partying hard. That's who I really associate with wearing a lampshade when stuff gets out of hand. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Garfield party daughter.
what did you do to be the jellyfish?
So she wanted my wife.
I hope you didn't sting anybody. The computer like that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's nodding.
But go ahead. I interrupted.
She wanted my wife to be a piece of seaweed. Right?
Man, okay. She really wears the pants in the family.
And
or the fishtail.
My wife did not like the sounds of that being piece of seaweed.
Right.
Just one piece.
Just one piece of
seaweed. Kids eat seaweed now.
Yep. Little dried out packets, yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm. So we
and sometimes big wet clumps as well. I mean, it's not just the dried out packets.
Oh yeah, big hunk.
Really big wet,
big slimy
clumps
hunk
of kelp.
It.
Yeah, straight from the ocean.
Yeah, sometimes doesn't even get out of the ocean before it's in their mouths. It's just the, you know, if it, the tide's high enough.
Hmm. I've never had it like that. I've only ever had the dried out.
So what did you do to be the jellyfish?
We decided to both be jellyfish, and we got it umbrellas, and we put eyes on the umbrellas and lights to be the tentacles, and we wore blue sweatsuits.
Wait, so your wife said no way. Like, not only did she not like the sound of seaweed, she said, I'm not doing it.
She just said, you can fuck right
she
off.
She said, hey, kid, fuck you.
Yep.
I'm not wearing that shit.
Yeah.
He gets to be a jellyfish? I don't think so. And did two jellyfish. I hope she didn't sting anybody. No, sounds like she really wears the pants around that house.
Yeah. And
she's the boss.
And Halloween is for kids. But then my wife was like, I'm having a strong opinion about it, but I'm an adult.
Uh-huh.
And so then we both were jellyfish.
Oh, umbrella. Man.
Two of them. Same color?
Yeah.
Same costume, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mix it up at all, though?
No.
Ah, okay.
I mean, my...
Because it's just an umbrella. You didn't get two different umbrellas?
My blue sweatsuit was bigger than hers because I'm bigger than her.
Bigger guy.
But it was the same type.
Okay, that's a flex. Like the eating cod? You can make yourself bigger?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of it.
Yes. Oh, great.
Okay. Feel like that wasn't another story.
Well, it was Hayes. Hayes, I think, is okay. So something happened with the computer really bad because no. He froze up.
No, he could be doing it as a joke. Don't laugh, Hayes.
Okay, don't
laugh. Don't you dare.
You're not tricking me. He's pretending to be frozen. But we got a little time. Do you think Hayes is doing okay?
Well,
on the episode?
Yo, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
I just get worried.
I didn't think he was doing that good today.
He's in the computer, too.
Yeah,
he's in a computer in a way.
Okay, so he's maybe taking on the personality of the computer a little bit.
It could be.
Who?
Oh, Hayes is back. Hey.
There's an owl in here.
Sorry, the computer really didn't like the Halloween story. I think it...
I feel like they should have gotten two different color umbrellas.
Well, they were clear. They were just clear.
Oh, okay.
And then you could kind of see us in between, and then we could see through it.
What's coming off of them? Streamers or something?
Streamers, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we had lights, so they would light up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
What kind of lights?
Blue lights, like kind of like Christmassy lights.
Christmas lights. Okay. Mm. Oh, gosh. I would have loved to work on it with you. It sounds really close to something great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm picturing? You know the like glow necklaces and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Imagine that. Because they do have kind of a ring in them almost, some of the jellyfish.
Yeah, they do.
And you get the glowing ring. And you could have also done two different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have.
Might have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, trying to figure out, sorry, what's got the computer so pissed off?
Uh-huh.
I think it was, did you say you put big eyes on the jellyfish?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. That.
Mm.
Not what we associate with jellyfish, huh? Have a big
they
don't, eyes.
They just they
want a more realistic jellyfish
me,
and not a cartoony.
Full on, do not have them.
Mm-hmm.
Do not have those
they
at
don't
all.
Might
have
as well
eyes.
Add a very defined spine.
Yes.
At that point.
Computer.
Because you're just completely ignoring the actual
computer,
physiology.
I get it. Okay, computer loves
and the computer
accuracy.
Is able to deduce from what you're saying. You know, it's like a smart, it's an AI. And it's able to deduce that you did not look slimy.
No, we were dry.
Okay, so, yeah.
Dry as hell the whole time, yeah.
So you're dead. I mean, I guess that's Halloween, right?
Well, I would...
Nice dry, dead jellyfish.
I tried to sort of move the umbrella up a little bit, like I was kind of floating in the water. But then I was like, nobody's looking at me that carefully. I need to be doing this little act out of a jellyfish here.
But then who is it for? Like, it's like only for an audience, you're willing to commit to something like that. Like, I don't love that from an artist who I respect that you're going like, oh yeah, I just only do it for like the adoration of a crowd.
So I should just be committing to being a jellyfish the whole time, no matter what.
I think
because I wasn't
there's
really
an argument that your
it.
Life is actually only comprised of the art that you leave behind, and for you to say that it's only for some sort of external reward and that you're not actually committing to it because you feel, you know, inside of you that you need to express yourself in some way. It's disappointing, you know.
Well, did he say
the computer's not loving it? Yeah,
sorry,
he did.
I missed
that's exactly what he said.
Wait a minute. Well, what did you say? You said that you
yeah, say it again for Hayes, because I couldn't believe my fucking ears.
Well, all I was saying is that I wasn't committing super hard to the jellyfish motion the whole time, just because, you know, it's like this isn't really about me tonight. It's just about Halloween and just trying to have the kids have a nice time. And
okay, then what? So if it were about you, then you would have committed to the jellyfish motion? Like, this is what I don't understand. Like, yeah, it's about Halloween. It's about the kids having a good time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they're watching this dry ass, big eyed jellyfish stiffly plodding down the block. This mermaid is just like trying to pretend she's never met you before.
Wow.
So dry, crackling dry jellyfish.
Oh, man.
Was the wife doing some kind of motion or also just clomping around like
she
an
was kinda,
oaf?
She was, I wouldn't say she was clomping. She was trotting around.
Great.
She was
trotting.
Yeah, she
trotting.
Was trotting.
Great.
That's,
like a jellyfish.
Giving me something. Yeah. The trotting jellyfish.
We didn't have sex or try to have sex with anybody else while we were out there. Does that help anything?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay,
that's my favorite part of the story so far.
Stuff.
Yeah, because Halloween, you never know, right?
And we were trying to guess, like, you know, what some of the other kids' costumes were.
Uh huh. Okay, couldn't tell what they were.
I don't know where I was going. I was going somewhere and then I got scared.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Like you.
So I switched it to another thing. It wasn't as good.
Yeah, you were offensively trying to guess like the race and gender of other people beneath their costumes.
Nope, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say we were walking around the neighborhood going, what type of people do you think live in this house? And then I was like, I just simply don't want to do this. I found out about this right when I got here. And now I don't want to actually be doing that.
No. Having no filter in a sort of way that it feels like you're kind of touching the third rail performatively.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to.
Yeah. You're protecting yourself with pillows and just broken sweat.
A little
you know?
Bit.
Yeah. No, we don't have to.
And I
we don't
can't
have
take
to
my sweater off.
Do that. No.
Get these dead worms in here.
It's fucking. Yep.
But
we're at the second rate bait shop.
The Catholics are so, you know.
They're unusual. I can admit it.
And even the Episcopalians, too.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, okay. So I haven't seen anybody go after them, but this is what I've heard.
And the Baptists, too, I would say. Just
that is a bit of a clam, yeah.
Every one of these.
They've gotten enough.
You know who's I'm getting sick of is these people that are like Italian, American, and also Irish, and then German. Only not really that much German, but
the Swiss a little high and mighty as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out John Gabris.
Okay, John we Gabriel have Swiss?
No, but I said high and mighty.
He has a podcast called High and Mighty.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I have been on it.
Yeah, I was on it too 25 years ago. Whatever. I don't know.
We have time we could use just a dollop of Christmas in the
algorithm. A little bit of Christmas stuff.
Just a taste. Yes. Just, yes. Because we are, this is sort of our big, like, multi-holiday episode at this point. And to touch on Christmas would be good. Because I don't know when this is being released either, or if it's being released.
Right.
Might just be for the computer.
Okay. A Christmas that changed my life was when I went down to Chinatown and got a gift from a strange man.
Okay.
Okay.
What? Any specifics around the gift? Or did you...
No, the thing that really sticks out in my mind is going down to Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
And it was, no, of course, I do remember the gift, of course, as well. It was a pet.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
Any restrictions on how the pet had to be treated?
Yes. The pet had rules with it, as all pets do, I think.
Sure. Yeah. Anybody, this, even if you've just got a dog or cat, feed them twice a day or they need this much exercise. Mm-hmm. It's pretty normal to have some rules. I get the sense these rules may have been a little different from the ones I'm describing, though, eh?
Well, you said feed them twice a day. And basically, one of the rules here was don't feed them after midnight.
Well, that's not so strange. They want to be on a regular diet. Mm-hmm. If they're getting snacks at midnight, then all of a sudden they start waking you up in the middle of the night. Maybe that's why, right?
I'm speepy anyway. I mean, I'm not doing shit after midnight.
Oh, no, I'm doing speepy. A big shoo-shoo. I'm speepy as hell.
Yeah, I'm already in there. I'm already in the dream realm at that point by the time midnight gets around. So I'm certainly...
Yeah. The dream realm where I can act on some of my repressed sexual fantasies.
Yep.
So not an issue there. I guess I'm curious, what's the end limit on that? Like, when does the clock
start feeding?
Yeah. Is it always after midnight?
There wasn't any clarity from this man the pet from. So I assumed noon. But initially,
dude,
I was like,
that's so late.
Well, that was what I said, because he would get up and he'd be hungry and he'd be telling me, he was like, he could kind of talk too, which was kind of what was really interesting, because I thought he was like some sort of like bipedal, like hamster sort of creature. But he could talk. He was picking up English as we sort of went along in our relationship with each other. But he was definitely sort of whining, but he was whining and crying for food at midnight too. So,
okay,
interesting. Yeah. And then,
my dog could eat all day.
You
can't put it on the animal for that, because my dog will eat nonstop.
We've got to be the sort of control for them.
The governor,
yes, we must, because they, you know, they don't have that internally. In the wild, they would be scrounging for whatever they could eat and then, you know, gorging themselves when they had the opportunity. Can I ask this? Because you mentioned a hamster, and I know they can have a bit of an odor sometimes, so you have to give them baths. Did you give your animal a bath, or was there a rule that...
There is another rule related to this thing. And it was that you couldn't get it wet.
Not wet. Okay. Getting
kind of like that jellyfish.
Get it wet. Yeah, a little reminds me of the jellyfish.
It is. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. So, interesting.
So dry shampoo and just sort of, and you know, brush them and stuff.
Yeah, scrub
them
with a toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Those are all the rules.
That's it.
Just the two. Well. Did you break the rules at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. This is becoming a good Christmas story.
The rules were broken. Yeah, I should say it was Christmas time.
Yeah.
But really, this could have happened at any time.
Really? You would have gone to get a gift at any time?
Well, it sounds like he kept it. Gift? It sounds like he just bought it for himself.
No, he was a gift.
Out of this.
But he could have been a birthday gift
for someone else. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Forget that part of my life. It was
Christmas.
So long ago.
It was before it was Christmas.
Well,
but it was a gift.
30 years ago.
So it's like, was it a Christmas 40. Gift? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or could have been a birthday gift.
Could have been a birthday gift. I mean, my birthday is close to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Is that anything?
Yeah, that could be really good. What's the computer think about that? Birthday near Christmas? Boy, you got jobbed.
Oh, boy. People want to try and sort of only celebrate you the once.
The computer is listening to How Long Gone. It just feels
How
like
Long
it's
Gone?
A little... Yeah, are you familiar
what
with that?
That
show?
No.
It's been written up a lot in like big, you know, coastal media.
It's trendy and it's talking about trendiness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just makes you come away like feeling a little better informed about like culture.
It's
and,
a podcast.
And the world. It's a podcast, yes. And yeah, the computer, I feel like, feels like it has grown out of our show a little bit.
We had on once, and one of the guys, we DM'd a little bit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, I've responded to on Twitter once or twice, and he can't seem to see me. I don't know what it is. Because I met both guys, and the one seemed to want to talk, and the other one can't see or hear me.
I would try.
And it's
all
making
caps,
me hungry for engagement.
And all caps hello with a bunch of question marks.
Okay. All right. That may be what it is that I didn't start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Cart before the horse.
Which one can't see you?
Chris.
Orphan Black.
Crisp Black. Yeah. Yeah. Orphan Black. Yeah. Them jeans and I seem to be like have a connection.
Yeah, he's the face. He's the ambassador.
He's the ambassador.
Yes, that's yes, right. Exactly.
The social element. Well, yeah. You know, and that's, you know, couples, you always have that. Like any pairing, it's like, which one, I guess, between Hayes and I, and we won't be mad, do you think of as being that?
As being the face?
Being the, yes, sort of the social lubricant, you know, and kind of presenting to the world, you know, the face.
Okay, I found. Sorry,
you found the guest?
I found the guest.
Oh,
the
wow.
The code just slowed down for a sec. I guess because the computer got so speepy listening to that last story. It slowed down and it's the mummy in the machine has revealed itself. It's Martha Kelly.
Martha Kelly from Baskets?
I would never have expected
from just a lot of things.
Yeah, she's like so many things.
I guess I'm not so eager to like define her.
Yep.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.